Okay, what might you use for bait to go fishing?
Well, the artificial lures, and then of course if you're fishing for freshwater, you use worms, or frogs, grasshoppers.
You use those little tiny silver fish?
The shiners, and eels, and artificial eels. And if you're in fresh salt water, you use shrimp a great deal, or cut mullet, or...
Okay. you mentioned worms. Do you know if there are different kinds of worms?
Oh, yes, there are. There's the giant red worms, and then there's some that are more brown, common garden variety. They're browner than the red ones are. That's all kind I know of.
Okay.
I know there's millions of others, but I don't know what to use.
Not quite into worms.
No.
what might you call the hard shell animal that can pull its arms and legs and head?
A turtle or a tortoise or... No, I guess that's enough.
Okay. Is there something like a turtle that lives on dry land?
Yeah, that's a tortoise. We call it, one we have here, we call a gopher.
Okay. What might you call those things that look like lobsters, but they're in fresh water, mostly in streams and lakes?
Crayfish.
Okay. Did you ever used to go fish for those when you were younger?
Never did, no.
We used to do that in Texas all the time.
Is that right?
Yeah. Piece of liver and tie a string to it, throw it in there, and kind of bring it up real slow.
What do you use them for now? For bait or for eating?
We used to feed them to our duck.
Oh, really?
we had a weird duck. We'd feed him to him and, sit there and watch him fight it.
Oh.
Eventually the duck would win, but every once in a while he'd get nipped in the bill.
I see.
Okay, if you went to the store to buy some shrimp, you might say, can I have 5 pounds of...
A shrimp?
Okay. what might you call the moth? The insect that flies around candles at night.
You answered it already. Moth.
Okay. What? If you had more than one, you have several
moths.
Okay. Is there an insect that flies around at night and flashes its tail on and off?
Lightning bug.
Okay. And have you seen a kind of insect that usually hangs around marshes and stuff? It's got two pairs of wings. It can fly real fast and then it can hover.
I don't know if you're thinking about a mosquito hawk, dragonfly.
Okay, dragonfly. Is that the same thing as a mosquito hawk?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard it called anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. What are the different kinds of stinging insects that you have down here?
Well, we got bees right outside our door here, and wasps, and yellow jackets, and hornets, and
that's about it.
I guess that's about enough.
Okay. If you might have five wasps, but you might only have one